With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Another set of government fees are going up. The National Coalition for Caymanians Cabinet has increased the fees outlined under the Special Economic Zone Amendment Regulations 2026. Under the changes, the trade certificate fee is increasing from $123 to $500, the annual fee from $492 to $750. The amendment fee is rising from $50 to $250. And the inspection fee of $10 will remain the same. Cayman Enterprise City is the Cayman Islands' special economic zone operator. It says the zones were set up in 2012 to stimulate economic growth, attract foreign direct investment, promote technological innovation, and diversify the economy of the Cayman Islands. You can find the new regulations and fee schedule online at gov.ky/publications. You're being asked to weigh in on Cayman's public health system. As part of its, quote, commitment to strengthening Cayman's healthcare system, the Ministry of Health has commissioned KPMG to undertake a 10-week assessment to evaluate governance frameworks, organizational processes, and operational effectiveness, and, quote, identify opportunities to enhance performance and strengthen strategic alignment between the ministry and the Health Services Authority. Launching today, the ministry says this marks the first time government has formally invited direct public feedback on HSA's performance. The survey is live now at gov.ky/MHES, and you need to get your comments in by March 16th. In other news, it's a wrap on lobster season. CIGTV's Lavita Thompson reports.
Harvesting is strictly prohibited anywhere in Cayman waters from March 1st to November 30th. Anyone caught in possession of lobster or anything out of season will be prosecuted and a judge will determine the penalty. Serious violations of the National Conservation Act carry a maximum penalty of $500,000 and 4 years in jail. Download the Cayman DOE app to know what the marine park boundaries and rules are wherever you are in Cayman. Respecting our marine parks and fishing seasons helps ensure we can continue to fish lobster for generations to come.
And BRAC volunteers picked up 440 pounds of garbage on Saturday at their monthly beach cleanup.
It went really well. We had 25 volunteers picking up 44 bags of marine debris around Long Beach. Long Beach is the area on the northeast side of Cayman BRAC where you'll often see a lot of nesting booby birds. So this beach is critically important habitat for those booby birds and their chicks. So we wanted to make sure to come make sure the beach was nice and clean for them.
National Trust Kate Ebanks tells Sister Islands videographer Ward Scott this is the organization's 32nd consecutive month of clearing beaches and public spaces in Cayman BRAC.
This is a really important effort, and it's really wonderful to see the community pull together, residents, visitors, all volunteering to make sure that we keep our beaches clean, not only just for the general beautification of our island home, but also, like I said, for these animals that really depend on clean beaches, brown booby birds, nesting terns, and of course, nesting sea turtles as well. So it's just a really important project, and we appreciate everyone's efforts.
In the past 32 months of National Trust cleanups, volunteers have collected more than 21,000 pounds of trash. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The United States and six Gulf states have issued a joint statement saying retaliatory strikes by Iran represent a dangerous escalation that undermines stability. The US and six of its allies, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, Jordan, and the UAE, describe the targeting of non-combatant states as reckless behavior. Israel's military says it's begun an additional broad strike on the Iranian capital, Tehran, against what it describes as terror regime targets. The United States has also continued to pummel Tehran for a third day. The Iranian Red Crescent say more than 550 people have been killed in the US and Israeli attacks so far. It's not clear whether that figure includes members of the security forces. The US military says three of its warplanes have been mistakenly shot down by Kuwait. All six crew members successfully ejected and have been recovered. Attacks on shipping and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz have sparked sharp rises in the prices of oil and gas. After three attacks on vessels on Sunday, two more have been reported today. World News from the BBC.